once was a woman and she lived on her own. She slaved on her own, she skimmied on her own. She had two little boys and two little girls, and she lived all alone with her husband. Now her husband, he was a hunk of a man, a chunk of a man, a skunk of a man. He was a hunk of a drunken skunk of a man, such a booze and bruising husband. And when her husband come home late at night, he'd thrash her black, he'd thrash her white. Her to within an inch of her life, and he'd sleep like a log till the morning. One night she gathered her tears all around her shame. She thought of the booze and cried at the pain. She says, "He'll never do that to me again. I won't live with a drunken husband." And as her husband lay there snoring in bed, well, a strange old thought came into her head. She went to the needle, went to her thread, went straight into her sleeping husband. She started to stitch with a girlish thrill, a woman's heart, a seamstress skill. Oh, she bibbed and tucked with an iron heart will all around her sleeping husband. Oh, the top sheet, the bottom sheet too, the blanket stitched to the mattress through. She stitched and stitched the whole night through all around her sleeping husband. And when her husband awoke with a pain in his head, then he found that he could not move in bed. Sweet Christ, I've lost the use of me legs. This wife just smiled at her husband. For in her hand she held a frying pan. With a flutter in her heart she gave him a lamb. He could not move, but he cried, "Oh, my cracks a hunnit, don't you swear," she said to her husband. And she thrashed him black, she thrashed him blue, with a frying pan and a colander too, with a rolling pin, just a stroke or two. Such a battered and bleeding husband. She says, "If you ever come home drunk anymore, I'll stitch you in and I'll thrash you more. Then I'll pack my bags and I'll be out the door. I won't live with a drunken husband." Oh, now isn't it true what the small can do with a needle, a thread, a thought or two? She's wiped his slate and his boozing's through. It's farewell to the drunken husband.